My next story is entitled Meet Flagman UK, Leading Flagger Revealed as Lowest Offed Man, and it's written by Bruno Brown. Flags have appeared across Britain in recent months, and much of that patriotic work is down to a man from Lowestoft, we can reveal. Flagman UK is draping the region and Britain's high streets in red, white and blue, including in Beccles, Bungay and Halesworth, leading a team of 18 volunteers who he calls his flaggers. The enigmatic figure, who wishes to remain anonymous, has been travelling from town to town, filming himself and his team as they hang Union flags in public spaces. The group's Facebook page, Flagman UK, has become a growing hub for supporters and a talking point for communities suddenly finding their streets transformed overnight. Most recently, the group arrived in Galston and Great Yarmouth, where they festooned high streets and even hung flags outside James Paget University Hospital. The team also stepped in to replace 46 stolen flags that had originally been put up by Great Yarmouth MP Rupert Lowe's team as an act that reignited a local political dispute with Labour councillor Ron Upton. For flagmen, the mission goes beyond decoration. These flags are the most peaceful form of protest in the UK, he said. It's all about fairness for us, pride in our nation first. We're out at night. We see the homelessness, we see the struggle, yet others seem to get help before our own people, so we're standing up for fairness and for our country. In recent weeks, the group's trail of flags has stretched from Galston High Street to the Great Yarmouth flyover and most recently to Lowestoft, where they adorned St Margaret's Church and Ness Point, the most easterly point of land in the UK. The movement's reach is expanding. Videos shared on the Flagman UK Facebook page show similar late-night flagging missions in Bungay, Halesworth, Beccles, and as far away as Preston, Blackpool, Manchester, and even Stonehenge. Despite the growing attention, the identity of Flagman UK remains a mystery. He rarely shows his face, and his posts are signed only with the group's logo, a Union flag paired with the words Flagman UK. And the article is accompanied by actually a rather attractive picture taken by Flagman UK of Ness Point. And we've got Gulliver the wind turbine on the extreme left. And then in a semicircular arrangement, we have five flags. We've got the blue and white St Andrew's Cross, otherwise known as the Saltire of Scotland. The St George's flag, the red cross on a white background. And then we have the Union Jack in the centre, the Red Dragon of Wales, and I think it's the Isle of Man flag on the extreme right-hand side. So this, and there's also a little inset logo of a character holding a Union Jack on a stave and with a T-shirt emblazoned with various flags. And this chap is clearly very busy. Whether this fashion for patriotic flags will continue, I don't know. But anyhow, that's an interesting story.